I think that's the wrong radio station, but we'll keep it. Jazzy D, my colleague, my friend, the groove master, the man that I cannot wait to groove with one day when we're allowed back out into the world. Dude, I cannot wait to put on shoes that hurt me tomorrow and have a couple of drinks and just dance. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, considering that DJs, musicians, entertainers cannot be part of the workforce at this very moment. But I'm just grateful that I'm alive and having this blessing to be able to continue making music. And that's the dream, yeah.
Okay, now I saw on your website that there is more music coming from DJ Jazzy D. Tell me about this a little bit quickly.
Yeah, so I've been working on the sea for a very long time, and we got hit by lockdown. And during lockdown, I had to postpone so much work being done on the city because I got involved with a lot of projects. And every time I set the date for launch, I couldn't do it because something came up. Something always comes up. But I actually got the time to complete it. It's a double album. It consists of just over 20 tracks. The disc one is a very soulful rendition of DJ Jazzy's sound. It's very, very soulful, laid back, kind of Sunday vibes, you know, when you're just chilling. You're going for that Sunday drive. And then I got a disc too, which is the party city where you want to get into that club, you want to dance, you want to be happy. And I'm hoping it does well out there in the market.
Jazzy, it's you. Of course it's going to do well. I feel like it's going to smash, and it's exactly what we need because the weather's changing. It's all summer is around the corner. We need some chilled vibes for a lacquer bra, like we really do. So thank you. I'm excited. What else have you worked with anyone on this album? Like, what else can we expect from this new album?
So I've worked with so many people. There's a whole bunch of new stars on the album. So I think towards last year, December, I released the first single. It's playlisted on Jacarena with Marichelle. Wonderful. Marichelle was one of those artists which I found from social media. And this is what this entire album is about. You know, I don't have so many popular people singing on this album. It's basically stars which I found, and hopefully they would grow into becoming bigger stars. You know, I was fortunate to spread my wings working with singers all the way from the Philippines, both male and female, and they played a massive role on the album as well. Yeah, it's just a huge array of artists, but most of them unknown to South Africa, and hopefully it's a stage for them to shine.
You know, Jazzy, I've got to tell you, when I interviewed Marichelle for the song she did by herself, we were talking about the song she did with you, and she said that you were such a catalyst for her because she wasn't singing at that time, and then you guys happened upon each other, and you changed the trajectory of her life by giving her that opportunity. So I think, you know, like, as much as you offer these platforms to these incredible singers, I don't think you realize how much you changed their lives.
I really don't. Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know how I changed their lives, but I must tell you this, that I've got such a passion to find new talent. And when I see someone singing on the side of a road, wherever I might be going, I will always stand still and just capture it and try and see if I could get their details, find a way I can get the collaboration. And this is with musicians also, you know. I meet so many incredible people on my journey. And right now my mission is to basically just grow in this industry and not limit myself to just one genre. I mean, who would have thought that DJ Jazzy would work with Kurt Darren in the past, you know? And then jumping from him to a guy like Dr. Victor Denim. There's just so many different artists that I got exposed to, and that's just how I want to be defined. You know, I can just open up my book and say, listen, if you want me to do a rock song, yes, I can do that. I've done that with Martin Bester, an Afrikaans song with him already. And it's just about how you want to grow and having a different definition of your sound, you know, so people can just not say this is a DJ Jazzy D sound. It opens you up to the world. Yeah.
Okay, Jazzy. So you are our Jack O' Hearts hit tonight, but this is a song we already know and love. It's just a remix. Tell me about the hot hit.
So Lady Soul was originally released in 2005. All right. What the world, or maybe South Africa, doesn't know, I originally done this mix in 1997. And from 1997 up until the time that we got to it released, I struggled finding a record label that was interested in signing the song on. But eventually we got to release it in 2005. I was with the record label. And after 3 years being with the record label, they just say things never go well. We parted ways.
Yeah.
And in the end, I didn't gain any financial. I didn't have any financial gain with regards to this song, a song which I've literally had as a baby, nurtured it, went around the world performing it, marketing it, and in the end, I just never get the financial reward of that. And here we are, 16 years later. The song is still being playlisted on most of the commercial radio stations in South Africa. I had probably two or three big opportunities, which was passed by people that were shooting movies. They wanted to use the song in there. I had some big cell phone networks that wanted to use the song in adverts. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do that because the song belonged to another record label. And I just didn't have the rights to it. So I decided I want to rework the song, but I wanted to do that a long time ago. I just needed time to actually find a plan. And because the song is 16 years old, it's kind of me celebrating also what the song has done over the 16 years. And with this mix coming out, I found a brand new vocalist. I had to find someone that's really, really good. Smash the vocals. I had to bring in a bit of that Afro guitars in there, change the bass line, give the song a bit of a different vibe, but still keep it close to what people know the previous one was. And putting it out there, not knowing how people are going to respond, is the big test to see how people react to it. The advantages for me with regards to this mix now, it belongs to me. I could make future decisions whether I want to use it in movies. If there's any work that comes from it, me as an artist can earn from it. Like in with the previous album, I didn't earn a cent from there. So right now the mission is to just claim some rewards and make the song grow.
I'm ready for this, and you know what? You have always got good intentions, and I feel like the good intentions are going to come back to you with this song. So I know it's going to be great. I know that we're going to love it. I know that it's going to chart, but I'm going to ask you one last thing. Please, will you introduce your song for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, 2005, we released Lady Soul. We're back in 2021. It's called Lady Soul Revenge 2021 Remix. It's DJ Jazzy D on Jack Arena from exclusive to Danny Painter.
Love you, Jazzy. Thank you. Bye.
Awesome.